Sunday the 12th of September, Dalet Tishrei, Tzom Gedalia Nidcha, Rabbi Noach Bedil, Kol Ribbon Olam Ve'Olmayo.
Although we are past Rosh Hashanah, and therefore perhaps Malchus Achrona Shreifus is behind us, nevertheless, we treat Malchus, we're still in the days of Malchus, we say HaMelech HaKodesh, HaMelech HaMishpat. Therefore, it's still timely to speak about Malchus, Achrenus, and Shoifus. Yesterday, Rosh Hashanah was the coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like it says by Shmuel HaNovi, it said about Shaul, Mechadesh Shom HaMelucha, we are Mechadesh, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I want to talk a little bit about the Inyan of Malchus, Achrenus, and Shoifus, and the Ge'ah to every Shabbos in the year as well. Let me start with a thought which I heard in the name of Abraham Kotler. The union of Malchus, Zechonus, and Shoifus is really a binyan, it's a seder. When we start off with Malchus, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech HaKol HaOlam. Melech HaKol HaOlam does not just mean human beings. Melech HaKol HaOlam means He created everything. You go in the streets, you see Chai, you see Doime, Tzoymeach. Also, that is all included in Malchus. Then we go to Zechroinus. Zechroinus is already the human beings. Many times I felt when I go on the way to Shul on Rosh Hashanah, and I see the Goyim, and I say to myself, we are lucky that we know the Gliklach, we know it's a Yom Adin. The Goyim don't know it's a Yom Adin for them as well. And sometimes they say, Happy New Year, and I say, oh, but it's a Yom Adin for you. So Zechroinus, although we finish off with Zecher HaBris, which is Bris Rishonim, which is the for Yidden, but the Mahus of the Brocha of Zechroinus is for all human beings. Then we go to Shoifus. And Shoifus is obviously only for Klal Yisrael. Because the two in Yonim is in Shoifus, Aton Iglesa, which is Matan Torah, and further on we say the Inyan of Kibbutz Golias, Shoifus Shal Mashiach. That is only for Klal Yisrael. Once again, it's a Malchus, but it's a Malchus for us. So we keep on going higher and higher in this Inyan of Malchus. Since I heard Yishem Rabbah and Kotler, I want to add on something. We come to Ritzei, we sift further, and we say that within Klal Yisrael, we have Shluchim Rashmona of the Koyanim and the Leviim. In the Beis HaMikdash, for Hoshev was Havoidol Yidvir B'Sechov, that is noch higher in Ritzei. I've always had a kasha. We learn a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says as follows. Say the brochas. How do we say the brochas? Obes, Ugvures. This is an unusual Shmoneh Esrei, because besides Kedushas HaYoyim, we have Zechonis and Shoifus, so we have nine brochas. So we have say the brochas, and we say Obes, Ugvures, Kedushas Hashem, the Kollel Malchus in Kedushas Hashem, the Eino Tekeah. This is Shittas Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri. Then Kedushas Hayoim, the Tekeah, Zechonis, the Tekeah, Shoifus, the Tekeah. Divrei Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri. Omale Rabbi Akiva, as Rabbi Akiva asks, Im Eino Tekeah LeMalchus, Lama Hu Mazkir? Im Eino Tekeah LeMalchus, if you're not going to blow for Malchus, why do you mention them? The Gemara asked the Kasha on that. Lomo the Tekeah, Lomo Umazkeh, Rachmono Ma'idka. The Torah said you've got to say Malchus. And on that there's a Shiloh what it means, Rachmono Ma'idka, because really the Tzukim, as we know, are Be'emes Oni Adravonon. It's the Shoif, which is the Raisa. The Gemara is up to that you have a place to go where you can get the Tzukim. And the place where you get the Shoifa, you have to go to the place of the Shoifa. The Sefer Yom Tura, the cup is tomorrow, he says, Rachmono Ma'idka is Mashma Tzadiraisa. The Psukim as well. He says maybe it's not beferish in the Torah to blow to say the Psukim. Ma'ashein ken shayfe is beferish. Whichever way you learn pshat, Rachmon Amayitka, Rav Kiva says, and the Gemara says, Rav Kiva's taina to Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri is why say 10 Psukim, say 9 Psukim. It's not as important as the Chonis and Shayfas. So therefore, Rav Kiva just says no. It says like we do. You say Ovas Ugvures Ukdushas Hashem, the Kol Malchus in Kedushas Hayoyim V'Tekeah, Zechonis V'Tekeah, Shoifus V'Tekeah. And I've always had a kasha that the Mahus of the day, as we said just now, is Malchus. And according to Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri, you won't even blow Shoifus by Malchus. There'll be no blow Shoifus by Malchus. You have Malchus, Hashem Yimelech Hilam Void, Melech HaKol Haaretz. Mekadosh Yisrael, well, you don't finish that way, you finish off HaMelech HaKadosh, because you'd have the Malchus in there, and that was it. We wouldn't have the Reshus for saying, obviously, Kontra Biech Menui, was Kabbal, was Lebrach, and Mavros, and Seidim Malchus, you said you wouldn't have it, the Reshus for Seidim. But we come to say, you don't blow Shaifa for Malchus. So the Turev and Bemis, what's the truth with Alpi Halocha, it's much fulfilled Psukim, and he's Medaik, and that's how he says it in Och and Els on it. I was thinking that according to what we just now said, that the build-up of Malchus, Zechonus, and Shofus is through the Bria. Rabbi Yechim Menuhi held, and when you come to Malchus, you're talking about the Bria in general. You're talking about Doimen, stones. You're talking about Tzoymeach, the plants. And you're talking about Chai, the spiders, the animals, the reptiles, all this. And it includes human beings as well. But Lamaisa, it's the whole Bria. We are not specifically talking about human beings yet. If so, Rabbi Yechmanu said, Tavali, we don't blow. Because the ones who recognize Malchus Hashem, meaning with Das, of course, there's a Perik Shira with that, the whole Bria, of course, is Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the meaning of Das, to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes with a human being specifically. So Rabbi Yechmanu said, in Malchus you don't see that yet. So it's not necessary to blow. Masha'inkim, you get to human beings, Zichroinus. That is where it starts, and that's where the Tekiah starts. Now, the Indian of Malchus Zichroinus Shofus, and this Indian of continuing right through, we find it again in Amit Kabir, in the Nusach Ashkenaz, that we say in the Avodah Yisrael HaKippurim coming this Shabbos. And again we start off, we're trying to lead up to the climax of Avodah, and again we start off with the Bria. Amitz Kabi, we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he made the Bria, and then he made Adam HaRishon, and then he builds up to Klal Yisrael, and then he chooses Levi, and then he comes to the Avodah Yisrael HaKippurim. Once again, when we see this Inyan of this Binyan, of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which climaxes in the Beis HaMikdash, then we realize the real and true Malchus Hashem. Every Shabbos, we sing Kol Yivoy Olam Ve'Olmaya. If you noticed, probably noticed, that there's not a single word of Shabbos mentioned in Kol Yivoy. I have heard people saying that Tzur Mishloach also, nothing mentioned about Shabbos. It's because Shabbos we have time to appreciate and sit down and sing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiras V'Tishbochis, but really we should say it every day. Kol Yivoy. It's all Mishalom. Possibly. I'm sure it's G'day to think of Gadlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I think in Kol Yivoy is exactly portrayed this Inyan of Malchus Zechonus Shofus. If you think about it, it's exactly the same thing. And Ein Lecha Malchus Gadlus Mishabes, which is said to Lemaase Bereishis, which is Malchus Hashem. We start off with Kol Yivoy Olam Olmaya, that is a general piyut, which you say, general refrain of Antu Malko Melech Malchai, Malchus. And then we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are going to now be Mefaret, each part of the Malchus, we're going to be Mefaret in each stanza, in each chedek of your Malchus. So we start off, Shvochin Asadei Tzafra V'Ramsho. And what do we mention there? Everything. Lochel kochadish divro konafsha irin kadishim the malachim uvnei enosho people human beings chayvas not a word of Yidden chayvas bro chayes asode voifei shmaya everything is mentioned there. That is corresponding to Malchus. And then we go the next and then we say kol yivoy olam olmaya you are unto malchus melech malchay. That's Malchus first shlav, first phase. Then we continue. And we say, now we're going on to human beings. And we say, you made the human being. Again, not a word mentioned of Yidden yet. But we're talking about human beings. And we say that again, so Shabbos is the time that we're talking about Malchus Shemayim, because that's when we see the Zeichel Lemaase Bereishis. said, if I had a Rosh Hashanah, it would be gewaldig to sing Kol Yibayim, but it's a Shabbos Kippur. We continue weiter, Lekol Gilei Karu Vusa. That is already, we're sifting out, and we're now talking about Klal Yisrael. And we say, Poik Yasolach, Mipum Ha'Yivos, we talk about the Golos, which corresponds to the second part of Shofros. And then we say, Va'apik asabek megegolusa amech divachalt mikolumayim, divachalt mikolumayim, corresponding to Ashebocha abomim mikolumayim, which is Birchas HaTorah, which this is Atonig Leisa. This is the Chlamamish Klali, so these 2 points. And finally, we say, Lemikdoshech Tuv Lekodesh Kudshim. We go to even higher, and we say we have Shluchad Rachmon, although we don't have the union of priests. We don't have this Indian of that we can patter ourselves by putting a few people in the synagogue and dos vidos. Avada, everybody has his Avodas Hashem to do. But, Vida Gemara Zogt, they are Shluchad Rachmana. We can't go into Kodshim. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into Kodshim. Moshe Rabbeinu could go into Kodshim, come to some, but we can't. The Hechst, the Helix, the Yid couldn't go into Kodshim. Whereas the Poshos, the Koyen, he was a Helix to Yid, but even if he wasn't, as the Gemara says that by Shmai Vavtanya and the second Mesa Mikdash, the word, but he was a Kohen. Is the Mikdoshich Tuval Kedish Kudshin, Asad Ibech Turufin, that's the highest part, Pirushtim Kato Jeshuvraya, and we say, Antu Malko Melech Malchai again. So we have here, Kori Boyin, we have a reliving of Malchis, Zechreinus, Shefres, and Oidor, and Avoida. I noticed that the Rambam's Nusach in the Yom Kippur is Be'emes. We say Mechala when the Sein of Yom Kippurim Hazeh, and then the Rambam says after finishing that he get to the end of the bracha, we say Baruch Ato Hashem Melech Meichel Avinu. The Rambam stops there Oto and says Elokeinu Elokei Avinu Meloich Al Kol Olam Kula Bichleida. And he says again, Malchus, the field day for Chazonim, that you know you have two shtiklach, you have two gvaldige. Again, Meloich Al Kol Olam Kula Bichleidecha. So the Rambam includes the Malchus in Yom Kippur as well. Famos Mehalt the Hechst, the holiest day Yom Kippur, and not just the holiest day as the days, because we've reached and the climax of Yom Kippur is the Chavodos Yom Kippur, and we've reached the Mikdash Ektuv. And on that drama, now you're mam lecha kodesh boch. So by the time you get to the end of Kali by Nolam Ba'olmayo, we've reached the highest point that you can reach on your Rosh Hashanah. That's how we have to feel in Shabbos. Many people say that we underestimate the Shabbos. I mean, so somebody said to me once, is Yom HaKodesh coming? Yom HaKodesh? Yom HaKodesh? I said, yeah, it's the 53rd holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is a very holy talk, 53rd holiest day. Shabbat Yom HaKodesh. It's a present given to us. We don't look at it that way because there's a chidush dia, and we don't treat the Shabbos as we should. But Lamaisa is Shabbos. So you come to Kol Yibayim. This is the highest possible moment when you get to the end of Kol Yibayim. The understanding, I'll give a moshul of how to understand the meaning of Malchus. If you started off with the Malchus, is somebody said he went on holiday to Scotland. He was on holiday. And, you know, when a person's right in the north of Scotland, he has a cheshik to go to the highest points. John O'Groats, which is the highest possible place. They big step to get there. Nicely, he went there, it took him 2 hours. He got there, highest points. And then he says to his son, let's go to the post office. And let's go and write a letter to London or wherever, to our relations. And they go to the post office, buy a stamp. He says, son, come here. You want to see Malchus? You want to see Malchus? Buys a stamp. Look at the stamp. Got a picture of the Queen on it. We are now standing the furthermost point of Buckingham Palace, which is the official residence of the Queen. So this is the highest point on the mainland anyway, which is China, Canada, and Australia, the Commonwealth, but from England, from Britain. And look, picture of the Queen. To send a stamp, her Malchus reaches to John O'Groats, over 500 miles away. Ados Malach. So, yeah, I understand. Now, when you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you look in the streets, and you go along, and you see a little creepy crawly, a little fly, Malchus, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. You go far away in the deserts, go to the middle of the sea, Malchus. That is what Malchus is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Al Kol HaOlam. But then, from then onward, you have to realize we go even further right when we come to Yotzei. There's a pasuk, a parasha everybody knows, Parashas Pinchas, and Pinchas ben Elozo ben Aaron HaKoyen, he did what he is Kanoach, and for that he deserved to be a Koyen, because he was born after the Mishichas HaKoyenim, and therefore he and his progeny, that means his Yitzchak Halotza, would not have been Koyenim. His brothers were born afterwards, they would have been Kohen, but he himself would not be a Kohen. After the Maisa of Zimri ben Solu and Cosby bas Tzur, Hineni Noisen Loi es Brisi Sholem, he became a Kohen. I always wondered, what is the Midah Keneged Midah of Kohuna for what he did, with Cosby bas Tzur, with Zimri ben Solu. There's obviously Kabbalah to King Yonah, which is the Ramban there, in the end of Kahuna. But what is the Poshet Pshat of Kahuna with the Midah Keneged Midah of Kavod? With what I'm saying now, I think it's quite clear. We look at Malchus, and we see the Ben Shem's Melech HaKol HaOlam. Of course, Rabbi Saul Salanter was supposed to have said, I saw it yesterday, the Kotzke said it to me, I'm sure all lots of Kedoylim Saul said, that when we are Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we shouldn't forget to include ourselves in the Malchus as well. I said, B'rishven's Melech HaKol HaOlam, just include yourself, by when it comes to Shema Yisrael, we are also included. So we know what Malchus is, Gevaldik. On the other hand, we have an inyan of trying to elevate ourselves to be, we're more than human beings, we're Klal Yisrael, we're Atun Eglesayim, we're looking forward to Mashiach. And then is the Alinya from the Mikdoshech Yidden, the Yidden of Ritzei. Now you'll say, we can't do that. We can't go into the Beis HaMikdosh. We're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdosh. Igekuma Pinchas. And the whole story, we know the story with Pinchas, he came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, what's the din of Boel Aramis? So he said, this Alma Men Alochas, he said, but you taught me, you taught us, that Kanoim Poigim Boy. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kreine de Igalta Yila Yila Ava Parvanka, the one who reads the letter, you should be the postman. Go on, do it. And it was the Kanoas for Dvar Hashem. And he didn't want to do it. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, you've started. End it. Fakert. That's why I was Nisalmo Meren Arocha, so that you should come. You and Nisoyer. So Pinchas, after the Gulf of Klal Yisrael, and he risked his life for it. But he was so full of kanoas, full of chvei shamayim, and he said, for these two people, 24,000 people should die. It was chvei shamayim, and we mentioned the whole time in the Rachmana Idkas, we say Pinchas kanoas was full of shem shamayim. It could have been anybody. What do you do? Why? Why do you have to do it? You don't have to do it. Kanoi means people who are zealous. Zealous means that you do a bit more. He was an Atun Eglesayiv. He was like everybody else. He wasn't a Kohen. His father was a Kohen, but he wasn't a Kohen. But he is gebrenten him the Kreut Shamayim. So the Rebbein Shem said, so you've elevated yourself and you've brought yourself to a Retzei Hashem Alekeinu. You will be a Kohen. Because you've shown that you've gone one higher. He didn't do it for that. He did it because Kreut Shamayim. But you've shown in yourself qualities of kahuna. Of course, obviously, it doesn't mean that anybody who does a bit more lifnim mishur sadin can come and come a kohen. You need the Rebbein Shem to be able to see the lev toyer, to be able to see that it was perfect. Pinchas was perfect. The Rebbein Shem says, you've elevated yourself. Kum tia retzei Hashem alikeinu, kum tia lebegdor shechtuf. So he became kohen and right through his service is right through the generations. This inyan of elevating yourself, it's true, we can't do that, become Kohanim, you can't do that. Let's say a joke of somebody who came to the law, an English Yid, and he says, I want to become a Kohen. And you know the story, I want to become a Kohen. So the Lord says, you can't become a Kohen. He says, you don't even come to shul every Shabbos. The Lord says, become a Kohen. The kids say, you do something, the Kohen, I'll pay for it, I'll give money to the shul, I think. So the Lord sees this, again, he's potter bound for them. He said, he takes it. I give him gamble for the shul, all right. He's like, what could be the worst thing? He'll do him, he'll get an aliyah, everything's through. Then he says to him, tell me, now tell me the truth. Vos willst du sein, a Kohen? Why do you want to be a Kohen so much? He says, I'll tell you the truth, I don't even come to shul. But I know my father was a Kohen, and my father was a Kohen, I think it's past that I should also be a Kohen. Das ist der Mann ist verkehrt, er sagt. He says, a Kohen hat dich nicht mehr geschossen, denn er ist noch machen, kann man nicht. You have to be. I remember I was once speaking at a bar mitzvah. I was to speak at bar mitzvahs. And I come to this bar mitzvah boy, and he, special boy, I'm just a special boy. Now what are you going to get up and say? What do you say? He should be a good boy. He said, he's a lady. He wasn't a Kohen either. So what's the song? I'm a Kohen. I'm like, what can you do? What can I say to him? You know what? He always listen to your parents. We have been Torah and all brachas of a Kohen. Felt of it. So I thought, what do you say? So I said, I started it. I said, we have a parsha in Parshas Baal Yisro. But to Daber, Miriam, Ba'aron, Miriam said, Lashon Hara. Miriam said, Lashon Hara. Somewhere they said, we keep on talking right through the generations. Busy Mesa Mashiach, in the Torah, Miriam would get Lashon Hara. What do? We keep on talking. Miriam would get Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. And Miriam gets it. We'll soon explain the Lashon Hara from Miriam. Oh, but that's what the Ben Shem wants. Yes, you have to use her as an example. So Miriam spoke Lashon Hara. Miriam did it. So, what was her Lashon Hara? Her Lashon was not, Haloi Gambonu Dibbe. Me is an Alech Nevi'im. We are Nevi. Aaron and me, we're Nevi. And they were Gedolim. You can see in Haftarah, that of Parshas Koyach, that the Rebbein Shem says, I sent three leaders to Klal Yisrael, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. A Godel knows he's a Godel. Miriam knew she was the leader of Klal Yisrael. She was Miriam and Nevi'a. And Aaron was the Novi in Mitzrayim already. And accepted Moshe. Moshe, for whatever reason, was accepted as a Novi. As the Novi of Klal Yisrael. But we're also Nevi'im. So why is he Perish Menoisha? We're not Perish Menoisha, and he's Perish Menoisha. So she, how did she know? Because she heard Tzipora saying, oh, the Eldad and Medad are also now going to become Perish Menoisha. So she understood that. So she went to Aaron. And she said to Aaron that I understand from Tzipora that Moshe is not with Tzipora. So there's a few timers on her there. That she should have gone to Moshe first. We're not going to Lashon Hara now. Obviously, we're not Lashon Hara. But she meant it L'Techocha. She meant it L'Shvocha. If that was, she thought the Rebbein Shem was annoyed. Ma'adua lo yireisem l'dabe ba'avdi v'Moshe. I told him to be Polish. I told him to be Polish. So what does that tie on, Miriam? She didn't know that the Rebbein Shem had told her. She didn't know that the Rebbein Shem had told Moshe to be Polish Menoisha. And I had a bigger cash. I think the latest talk of its time talking about it. A bigger cash. We have 13 animamins. Now there are two animamins about Nevuah. And if people don't believe these two animamins, as the Ramban will say, Ein lechelik b'teras Moshe Rabbein. The two animamins are that there's such a thing as Nevuah. There's such a thing as Nevuah. That's Aaron, Miriam, and all the Nevi'im, 48 Nevi'im, 7 Nevi'ites. Well, a separate animamin that Moshe Rabbeinu is Ava Nevi'im, higher than all Nevi'im. So I've got a kasha. If you don't believe in that, and that's animamin, So Miriam is not Lashon Hara Geret. She's Apikosis. As he comes to Chayes. In the Teretz. It only became an animamin after Miriam's Lashon Hara. The Rebbein Shem said, you can't have a Taina of Ali Gambonu Dibber. You can't have a Taina that you're the same because Moshe is higher. So what's the Taina on Miriam? If Miriam didn't know, so she's right. Haloi Gambonu Dibbe, he's equal with us. He was chosen to be given the Torah. But why should Moshe be higher? So Maman Hashem, if she knew, she wouldn't have spoken Lashon Hara. So she didn't know. It only became an animami later. Was it a Taina on Miriam? And right through the Torahs, we have Tainas on Miriam. The tenet is Le Mikdosh Hichtuv. We're back to Le Mikdosh Hichtuv. Miriam, it's not Nishkan Ani Ma'amin. You're not an apikoros, because we haven't been told that Moshe Rabbeinu is greater. But you should have understood, without being told, that there's something higher than your nevuah, than you and Aaron's nevuah. You should have understood that. Moshe Rabbeinu is higher. I told him. And you should have understood that he was higher. So the Avada Apikosis, you can't say she's not an Apikosis yet. From now onwards, anybody who says, I think Moshe Rabbeinu is the same as other Nevim is an Apikosis. Of a Bishas Maisa, the Taina on Miriam is that you should have understood it yourself. That's the Taina. And then it's the Memedic Saloshan Hora. Lachdishkan Apikosis. I told this by Mitzvah, but I said, to you, a boy from such family and from such a Givaldi, what am I going to tell you to be a Ben Taylor, to learn Bas Mother? I'll tell you what you've got to do. You've got to anticipate what you would be told. What does your father, what does your Rebbe want before he even asks, and you should do it. This is our Sheifa. When we come to such days, when we come to Kol Yevoim, this has got to be our Sheifa. We are Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on everything. And then we go eventually up, we go higher, and we go to this Inyan of Zechoyt. And then we go higher, and we go up to Shofas. But then we say to ourselves, Shofas, that's us. That's Klal Yisrael, Ich bin Takam Bari, high and everything. No, we expect from you better. And every person, as they steig, every year, they know themselves. Everybody feels that way. I can't believe that there's anybody who doesn't feel that. Epis, you get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when, even when Yom Kippur goes by, and you go back to the, right, we need Ulechadish Shom HaMalucha, we need to keep it going, but we are higher. There's no question about it. The moshel given by the Bani Musa is that they are there. Well, what's the point? I mean, a few days after Yom Kippur, you've lost it all. He says, Nishtah, so you go up to the street cleaner, and you can learn from the street cleaner. You go up to the street cleaner, and you tell the street cleaner, tell me, why do you clean the streets? What pleasure do you have? What hanoah do you have to clean the streets? Look at how beautiful it is. Yeah, very nice, very beautiful cleat. Come back in 2 hours' time and see what's going on. So what pleasure do you have? Just for that momentary pleasure, for 5 minutes? He says, oh, it's to our now. He says, can you imagine? I wasn't well last week, so I didn't clean the streets. Do you know what a moshifa was that the next Sunday morning, next Monday morning I came back? When there's an accumulation of stuff. I have a pleasure not that it's clean. You're right. I enjoy it for that half a minute, but I have the pleasure to know that it's at least I don't allow it to accumulate, and I keep it as it is. A person knows we can't keep it up, but at least we don't allow the schmutz to accumulate. And the emes we are, that is our steiging, but that's still not enough. We have to anticipate what does the Rebbe Shem want from us. We want the Mikdosh Hichtuv to begin, to Zayin V'Pinchas, to be a little bit more. What does the Rebbe Shem want? Not that we have to be told to do that. That is what we have to do. That is the climax. And that's the emes. You can think of it every time when we say, when we sing Kol Yevoim on Shabbos, we can bring ourselves to Vayta to just remind ourselves, just a reminder of the Malchus Zochein Shofas. Let's conclude with a Maisa of Chaim Shmulevitz, famous story. He says the Indian, I heard this from him. He says when they were going to Shanghai from Vladivostok, he was sitting on the boats, and he said when the Russian patrol boats left them and they felt free at last from the shackles of Russia, he says there was a rakida on deck. He says there was about 2,000 people. And there was a tremendous rakida, Freie, Fuma, there was all different. A simcha. He says that simcha, he says, kept him going in difficult times. He says, now I'll be married to you. I didn't remember the simcha. I don't remember the simcha. You can't remember the simcha. But I do remember there was a moment of simcha. That's what we have to do. When we sing Kol Yevoim on Shabbos, we have to remember there was a time that we felt elevated from Malchus Zochein Shofas. And that is what's going to keep us going, or not to anticipate to the Mikdosh Hichtuv.